Ag Today presents your Purdue Extension, a podcast network. A podcast partnership between Purdue University Extension and Indiana's most listened to farm radio network, Hoosier Ag Today.
Welcome once again to another edition of the Your Farm Podcast as Hoosier Ag Today presents your Purdue Extension, a podcast network. I'm your host, CJ Miller with Hoosier Ag Today, and it's that time of year we're talking about getting your garden ready for spring planting. And I don't have a green thumb. It's lacking any sort of green whatsoever. But we do have two guests on our podcast today who are green thumbers. In fact, they are master gardeners, so to speak. Joining us here today is John Orrick and Carrie Grable as they talk about the Master Farmer Program or Master Gardener Program through Purdue Extension. And John, I'll start with you. Tell us a little bit about yourself, what you do for Purdue University, and a little bit about your involvement with the Master Gardener Program.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, my name is John Orrick, and I am a state coordinator with the Purdue Extension Master Gardener Program. I'm not actually a Master Gardener volunteer, but I do administer the program statewide that trains volunteers to assist Purdue Extension with home horticulture education. We call those Extension Master Gardener volunteers. I've been with Purdue 29 years, and I'm currently in the position as state coordinator for 13 years with the Department of Horticulture and Landscape Architecture at Purdue University, West Lafayette.
And Carrie, I'll ask you the same question. Carrie Grable with Purdue Extension, based out of Marion County, that's the Indianapolis area. Tell us a little bit about your background and your involvement with Purdue Extension and your involvement with the Master Gardener Program.
Sure. I am the home horticulture educator for Purdue Extension Marion County. I am overseeing around 500 Master Gardener volunteers. We are active all over town. I help train new volunteers and coordinate the volunteers who are active. We are all over Indianapolis. I like to say that if there is a garden that is open to the public, we're probably there and we're probably active helping out, educating the public on gardening topics.
John, I'll go back to you and ask you this question as we kick off the podcast here. What is the Master Gardener Program?
Thank you. Yeah, the Purdue Extension Master Gardener Program is a program that is administered through Purdue Extension County Extension offices and across the state of Indiana. We have about 60 counties that have active programs. They train volunteers to assist Purdue Extension with home horticulture education and information needs. Extension Master Gardeners complete about 40 hours of horticulture training to become Extension Master Gardener interns, and then they give back to their communities by volunteering about 40 hours of volunteer service to initially get certified as an Extension Master Gardener, and then continue that volunteer service and educational training throughout their career as a volunteer for Purdue Extension. They host gardening expos and seminars and garden tours and have educational demonstration gardens like the fantastic one at Marion County and all throughout the state of Indiana. We have about 2,700 active volunteers that contributed over 170,000 volunteer hours last year, worth over $5.1 million. So it's just a...
Oh, wow. Program. Yeah, that is unbelievable. I want to ask you, Carrie, because your home base is Marion County. And when I think about Indianapolis, I think of a lot of urban areas, a lot of areas that maybe don't lend themselves to planting a great number of acres of gardens. But I know that you and your team in Marion County have been working to use that green space that's in Marion County, in particular those urban areas. We're talking museums, schools, libraries, even teaching someone in their backyard if they can carve out just a little bit of space to grow their own garden. Tell me a little bit about that outreach in Marion County and the work that you've done to grow this particular program in Marion County, Kerry.
Yeah, so we are constantly being contacted by schools and parks and other nonprofit organizations that need help with either their garden space or just helping educate the public. We always have to fall back on that education aspect. We have spaces all over town where we are leading tours, we are working in workshops, we are doing whatever we can to get that message out on how to do this home gardening. On the Indiana State Fairgrounds, we have the Purdue Extension Marion County Demonstration Garden, where we have a lot of different raised bed gardening techniques that we can showcase. You know, I always say that Indianapolis, we have a long soil history, and sometimes we may not be able to grow those vegetables directly in the ground. So we are teaching the public how we can bypass those soil problems and have vegetable production on land that otherwise might not support that.
I know that when we talk about this particular program, in particular, when it comes to Marion County, Kerry, a lot of the issue is more than just teaching folks how to grow their own tomatoes, their own onions, their own sweet corn, but it really is a bigger problem when we talk about food insecurity, food deserts. A lot of folks in urban areas don't have that same access to fresh local foods that so many of us in rural parts of not just Indiana, but across the Midwest, we sort of take it for granted because my parents, they have probably about a quarter acre of land that they devote to growing their own garden each and every year. But a lot of folks just aren't so lucky. So much of this, Kerry, is about tackling food insecurity in these urban areas. Is that right?
That's absolutely right. You know, we have a lot of organizations across Indianapolis that are working towards that mission. Even the communities themselves are reaching out and saying, hey, we don't have access to fresh produce. If we want food, we're going to gas stations, we're going to restaurants, and it's just not the healthiest food that we can get. And so they want to know more about, you know, what can we grow? How can we utilize that to improve our diet? And in certain areas of town, the grocery stores are few and far in between. And so it's amazing that a lot of these organizations are coming together. These are churches, these are community centers, these are just various different organizations that are seeking that knowledge on how do we grow it and then where can we donate it to have the largest impact with this problem.
Chatting with John Orrick and Kerry Grable, two master gardeners here on the Your Farm podcast. John, this particular program goes beyond teaching those in Indianapolis and those urban areas across the state how to become gardeners. But this program, from my understanding, also is about teaching those all across the state. You mentioned this program is in as many as 60 different counties. A lot of it, maybe folks don't realize that maybe they're not getting the vegetables out of their garden like they should because their soil lacks the nutrients that it needs. It lacks nitrogen. It lacks fertilizer. So a lot of this is about just kind of a general education of how to get the most out of your garden as well there, John.
Oh, absolutely. We have master gardener programs all across the state, and then also there are 40, I think it's like 49 states across the nation that have Extension Master Gardener programs. They're all administered just a little differently, depending on the state institution that they're hosted by, but they're tackling all the same issues that Kerry has mentioned. Some of the main issues across the nation have been food insecurity, building pollinator gardens to attract pollinators to their areas to help with that issue, and then just teaching gardeners all across the United States and across Indiana how to be better gardeners and how to assist Purdue Extension with these needs in communities. The Extension Master Gardener Program, Purdue Extension itself couldn't address all the needs just with our extension educators, the volunteers really help fulfill those needs for home gardening information and education. And so we depend on our volunteers all across the state. And Carrie mentioned food insecurity. Last year, Master Gardeners reported donating over 74,000 pounds of produce from their educational demonstration gardens to food banks across the state of Indiana. About 66 gardens were represented in that data, about 402 Master Gardeners. So just some data for you, CJ, there across the state to support what Carrie was mentioning.
Oh, that's absolutely amazing. Once again, we're talking about the Master Gardener Program through Purdue Extension and Purdue University's Department of Horticulture and Landscape Architecture. We're going to talk a little bit more about the Master Gardener Program with both John and Carrie coming up in just a second. We're going to take a quick break, but don't go anywhere. You're watching and listening to the Your Farm Podcast as Hoosier Ag Today presents Your Purdue Extension, a podcast network.
Every spring, planters hit the field setting the foundation for everything that follows. At Bain Welker Equipment, we're doing the same, building the future of our service team. If you've got mechanical skills, problem-solving grit, or hands-on experience, your talent shouldn't be stuck in neutral. Automotive, diesel, industrial, military, those skills transfer here. We're a proud Case IH dealer, keeping Case IH equipment running when farmers need it most. And that takes the best technicians in the business. Planting season is coming fast. The question is, are you ready for more or ready for the same? Better training, real advancement, a team that backs your growth. If you're ready to push further, earn more, and be part of something bigger, visit BainWelker.com/workwithus. Apply today and level up your career.
And welcome back to the Your Farm Podcast here on Hoosier Ag Today. I'm CJ Miller, and our guest once again, John Orrick and Carrie Grable, two of the Master Gardeners with Purdue Extension and Purdue University. And before I go any further, gentlemen, I do want to give a quick shout out to a gentleman who I've known for a long time. In fact, he used to work with Purdue Extension many, many years ago, Dick Crum, Dr. Dirt. In fact, I used to work with him in Indianapolis, and I would often quiz him about gardening if I had a question about this or a question about this, and he was just a fountain of knowledge, no doubt. John, same way with you and with Carrie, but I certainly want to give him a quick shout out since we are talking about Master Gardeners, and can't help but think about Dick Crum as we talk about gardening here on the Your Farm Podcast. And I'm sure much like Dick Crum, and once again, he was involved with being kind of that that major spokesperson in central Indiana for the better part of, I think, close to 60 years. He was on radio and television in the Indianapolis area. No doubt, Carrie, you get asked a lot of those same questions about gardening. What are some of the top questions that you're asked about gardening, and they could be simple questions, they could be harder questions, but what are you asked most of all when it comes to just, how do I do this?
I think the most common question is, what did I do wrong? So we're constantly looking at insect issues, disease issues. They're wanting to know, you know, can this plant be saved? A lot of tree questions. You know, urban forestry is very important. Urban trees are very, very valuable. They provide such an immense value to the landscape. And so understandably, we're oftentimes looking for ways to save trees that have damage. And we get a lot of questions on that as well. A lot of questions about food production. People want to know how to do it. You know, they're very, very interested. There has been such a huge resurgence in gardening and its popularity in the last 5 to 10 years. And so there's so many people entering this with no knowledge, and they're seeking it out, and it's really refreshing. It's a great time.
And John, I'll ask you a similar question because I'll tell you something that my dad went through several years ago in his garden. He was finding that the vegetables just weren't growing like he thought they should. And so he was told, you know what? Have you ever done a soil test in your garden? Have you ever had a soil sample done? And he went, oh, no, I haven't. I'm sure that's something that you would strongly recommend to anyone who's starting their own garden to see what nutrients may be lacking, what needs to be added to the soil to get the most out of that soil, John.
Yeah, absolutely. I think taking a look at the soil is a great suggestion, and getting a certified lab to test your soil is what we recommend and what Carrie would recommend as well. And they'll test the phosphorus and potassium levels, primarily the organic matter, the percentage of organic matter, and the pH of the soil, which all those are all affect growth of plants in a garden. So that's a great place to start, and we can provide information and an extension publication to give instructions on how to do that properly and prepare those samples and maybe where to send it. And also, the other thing to look at is just to look at drainage, you know, the color of your soil, the texture of your soil, to determine, you know, hey, is this going to be suitable for planting a vegetable garden or any other kind of garden within your landscape? Because there are gardeners out there that love flowers and landscape plants and even lawns sometimes. We get a lot of lawn questions as well as tree questions. So that's always a good thing to do, is to take a look at the soil conditions, structure, and nutrients for sure. And we can help you with that.
And John, I'll ask. Absolutely. And John, I'll ask you this question as well, because where my dad and mom live, it's in a rural part of the state, kind of an area away from the rest of the city, the rest of a nearby town. And so one issue that my dad shared with me in terms of his garden, once he got the soils tested, once he got the right nutrients and the right fertilizer applied, then everything started just shooting up and growing spectacularly. The issue then became keeping all of the other critters and outside pests away from the sweet corn and tomatoes, and keeping the little bunnies and squirrels and chipmunks and raccoons away from his garden. And what I'm sure that's also another part of the training is not only how to get that garden growing like it should, but also how to maintain it through the growing season as well, John.
Absolutely. In the Master Gardener Basic Training is what we call it. It's 40 hours of horticulture training for new volunteers. We cover animal pests, plant disease diagnosis. We cover soils and plant nutrition, plant science, just basic botany. We cover weed ID and control, insects, lawn care, vegetable gardening, and so on. And animal pest is one of my favorites, but sessions to be taught during the training. And currently right now we're finishing up our statewide virtual Master Gardener Basic Training, where folks who can't get in person to a particular county can take it virtually through one of our host counties. And so they go through all those sessions, and we try to prepare our volunteers really well for their role as a volunteer in the state. So
I'm glad you brought up the volunteer component as well, because, and John, I'll ask you this question. You mentioned a significant number of volunteers who are part of the Master Gardener program, but if someone is watching and listening to this podcast and they want to volunteer as well, they want to get signed up, they want to learn more about the program, how's the best way to get a hold of you and your team to get that volunteer process going?
Well, CJ, that's a great question. If they search within their browser, their web browser, for the Purdue Extension Master Gardener Program, you'll find our homepage. And on that page, there is a link that says, send me more information. If they fill that form out, we'll make sure that their information gets to the appropriate county extension office. The other thing they can do is just reach out to their Purdue Extension County office and ask them, do you have a Purdue Extension Master Gardener program? How can I get involved? They will make sure that the right person gets that information to share that with them. I also have a list of classes that are being offered. Right now we have a list of fall 2026 classes on our homepage, and they can contact any one of those counties and find out how to be involved. And so most of those are in person, so they may want to wait until the training comes to their county if their county has an active program.
Terry, I'll ask you, on top of the volunteer program, if there is a church, a community organization, a library, any sort of public space or public group that's also interested in Marion County in helping you and the program, maybe also providing some additional green space for gardens, how's the best way to contact you and your team to make that connection?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's too many delays. We are just active at all of those places. And so that's the amazing thing about this program is that interconnectivity of these volunteers. You know, a lot of our volunteers don't just volunteer for us. They volunteer for other organizations, and the connections that get made are incredible. And so, you know, one of the most important aspects beyond the gardening in this program is the social aspect. You come together, you meet fellow master gardeners, and connections are made. And through that, information is shared, resources are shared. And so it's all about just getting there in the first place, meeting your fellow volunteer, meeting your fellow gardener, sharing that passion and that energy, and just seeing what comes of that.
Absolutely. John, I always ask this question at the end of the interview. I know we've talked a lot about the Master Gardener program, how to volunteer, what the program is, but I always like to ask at the end of the interview, is there anything else that I've forgotten to ask or that you'd like to include as part of our conversation here today, John?
Well, our volunteers are very valuable. Our Purdue Extension Master Gardener volunteers are so valuable to communities across the state. You know, their work last year was worth over, valued at over $5.1 million, according to the independent sector value of a volunteer hour. And we're just so appreciative of all their contributions to the communities across the state, as well as the excellent leadership provided by Purdue Extension educators who serve as their coordinators in the counties throughout the state that have active programs. We really appreciate that leadership as well. And it's a strong Purdue Extension program that makes a huge impact in the community. If you have any interest in being a Purdue Extension Master Gardener volunteer, please contact us. You can contact me directly. I'd be glad to get you to the right place. And my email is just really simple, Oric, O-R-I-C-K, at purdue.edu. And I'll be glad to get you to the right person to become a Purdue Extension Master Gardener.
And Carrie, I forgot to ask you this question before we put a bow on the podcast here. The Purdue Extension Marion County Master Gardener Answer Line. What can you tell us about the answer line that's provided by your team at the Marion County Purdue Extension office?
Absolutely. I'm glad you bring that up. We have a phone line and email line that is staffed by our Master Gardener volunteers. And so we are there and ready to answer your gardening questions. You can reach out to us at MarionCountyMG@gmail.com, and they can have a crack at helping you out. If they can't answer that question, they will connect you with the resource that can.
And Carrie, I'll ask you the same question that I just asked John. Is there anything else that I've forgotten to ask or that you'd like to include as part of our conversation about the program?
I'll just reiterate what John said. You are welcome in our program. We have such amazing experiences here. We make amazing connections, amazing impacts. So please reach out. If you have any interest at all, reach out to us and give us a try.
You know, as we chat here today, it is about the mid late April as we talk here today. And I'm thinking about how strawberries are going to be, well, I know in southern Indiana, I talked to a farmer earlier this week. He told me the strawberries are already beginning to bloom in the southwestern part of the state. So I'm already starving, thinking about sweet corn and onions and tomatoes and cabbage and all those delicious items that no doubt are being taught by the volunteers and being put into place through the Master Gardener program through Purdue Extension. Once again, John Orrick and Carrie Grable, and we will provide some additional information about how to get a hold of both of you gentlemen and to volunteer as well at HoosierAgToday.com. Once again, the Purdue Extension Master Gardener Program, John, Carrie, thank you so much for joining us here today on the Your Farm Podcast. I appreciate it.
Thank you, CJ. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And thank you for watching and listening to the Your Farm Podcast. If you're watching this on YouTube, be sure to hit the subscribe button. Be sure hit the like button and subscribe to the Hoosier Ag Today YouTube channel. That way, whenever we release any new episodes of not just the Your Farm Podcast, but any of our podcasts through Purdue Extension, Your Community, Your Health, 4-H for You, the Purdue Crop Chat Podcast, you will be the first to know and can watch those podcasts as well. So once again, be sure to hit like and subscribe on the Hoosier Ag Today YouTube channel. Once again, I'm CJ Miller with Hoosier Ag Today. Thank you so much for watching the Your Farm Podcast as Hoosier Ag Today presents Your Purdue Extension, a podcast network.